All right, sometimes we all find ourselves in a conversation, okay? Be it political, scientific, educational, financial, even hip-hop, pop culture-based conversations where we just have no clue. I mean, clueless to what the person is talking
come
about,
on.
Okay? So guys.
That's what Shirley do with sports. Come on.
Busted. So do you guys chime in and ask people to get you up to speed, or do you just nod in agreement like you know, like
no,
you're in?
No, I actually get in the conversation.
I wanted to start with you, Steve.
Yeah.
Yes.
I go ahead. And get in the conversation. Uh-huh. Like, bring up a subject where you know I ain't got nothing, I don't know nothing about it.
engineering, making a bridge.
Oh, man, you know, when me and my father, man, used to work construction. I used to work on bridges.
Mm.
We used to repair the cracks in the bridge.
Uh-huh.
So I knew all about the structural design of a bridge and what called the fracture spaces in it. You know,
and I did it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you or your father go to engineering school? I mean, engineering?
No.
And
No, never did.
Did he have
Building bridges.
A construction company or?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, we work for this company, Frank Buddy. Uh-huh. Frank Buddy Contract. Yeah.
Oh. Have you ever driven over a bridge?
Hell yeah. I've been on a lot of bridges. That's how we knew how they cracked, you know. Structural engineering position is what we would take hold was the uprooted problem that diverted the situation into a crack in the first
uprooted
place.
Problem.
Well, he sound good.
I can't
know what
he's
talking
against.
About.
Yeah.
There's like a board game like this.
Go ahead, Carl.
I was going to ask him though, Shirley, so how would you, what would you recommend to update a bridge?
I think updating is very,
like
very simple.
Like the Golden Gate Bridge.
The Golden Gate Bridge has been needing updating
mm-hmm.
and repairing. You know, been several earthquakes that's wreaking the foundation. But I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to do a section at a time. I think we're going to have to break that bridge in half so we can have just one-way traffic going one way. And then once you get the one lane blocked off, and then you can do the restructure work on the other side. And then you reinforce it up under with welding beams. And that'll join them back together. And that way they'll fix that whole thing.
You would need more gold. You mentioned earthquakes. I was wondering, you know, we're out here in L.A. A lot of seismologists have been on the news lately saying there's a possibility that there could be an earthquake coming up soon.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
4.7.
A 4.7.
Mm-hmm.
What are you basing that on? Yeah.
Because last one was 4.6.
Oh.
You predict.
Are you a seismologist by any chance? Or you know anybody that is?
No, I'm a Quakeologist.
Housequake Prince.
Anybody know about
what that is?
Yeah.
Aftershock.
Wow.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I can't even argue.
Anything, just anything. I can get right with it.
Yeah.
Anything.
Houses.
Houses.
You know a lot about houses.
Hell yeah. I grew up in a housing project.
I said seismologist. I meant seismologist. I said seismologist.
See, that's why I said quake.
You said a quake out.
Because I knew you ain't know what you was talking about.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
You know anything about designing airplanes?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
You mean like the engines and stuff or inside
of
the plane,
are you talking
the decor?
About?
You...
Well, let's go big,
yeah.
The engine.
Yeah. Let's go big.
How does it fly?
Absolutely. Rolls-Royce is the number one engine manufacturer of jet planes in the world right now.
Now that I believe.
No, that's what
from you. Yeah,
that's
that I believe from
Rolls-Royce
you.
Rolls-Royce is the number one jet manufacturer of engine parts and motors in the world today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so whatever I'm picking out a plane, I always go with Rolls-Royce engine.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What's the best feat to get up, altitude?
Well, you
want to
fly at least 33,000, but if you're in a more substantial plane, you can get up to 49,000, which then at that point you can see the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah,
I cannot argue this.
I guess so. You're up there in heaven almost.
Yeah, if you 49,000 feet in a G5, you can see the curvature of the Earth ahead.
Wow.
The planet.
Then you can see that the world is round.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So,
no, and that's a fact, too. It really is.
I can't argue with you because I have no idea. I know about the 33,000 altitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, 33,000.
Anybody else will need anything.
What do you think about these people, speaking of that thing, you're talking about the world and Earth and planet. What do you think about these people that are now saying the Earth is flat? They're coming out saying that.
Oh, well, they're saying that because they ain't never been up 49,000 feet.
Was it Kyrie Irving saying that?
Because, see, all they've been on is Delta.
Mm.
Delta, and Delta don't do 49,000. You got to get on something else, hear what I'm talking about. Most people talking about the world is flat because that's sheer ignorance. That's sheer ignorance.
Yeah.
If the world is flat, how come China over there?
It ain't next door. We ought to be able to see China if it was flat. I like thinking right there.
Or you can drive over there to it.
Yeah.
Right. One of the two. Mm-hmm.
What do you...
See, if the world was flat, you wouldn't have to worry about it. It wouldn't have to be no time zone change. Because it's going to get half the world would be light at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You're dropping knowledge. Mm-hmm. Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he know about
this, but because
this,
it's tilted in its own sphere and it rotates, mm-hmm. you'll never get that. Quarter of the world is always different from the other three-fourths.
But I do like daylight savings time, though.
Yeah. Well, keep it that way. Well, they're not going to do that anymore. They're going to cut that out.
I hope so.
Because farming ain't what it used to be in the United States of America. They don't do daylight saving nowhere else but over here.
Let's review. So you knew about bridges.
No, everything about damn
jets.
Earthquakes. Yeah.
Time zones.
Yeah. See, and that's why I just get with anybody. Yeah. One more, real quick, anything.
Come on, Tom,
global warming.
Global warming. It's happening. I don't give a damn what Donald
Trump
said.
That is true.
It's happening. And it ain't got nothing to do with the cold weather like his stupid ass thing. Nothing at all. Mm. Global warming is real. It's melting the glaciers at an uncommonly rapid pace, thus producing more weather changes globally because the moisture is now condensation is forming in cloud formation and giving us erratic weather in places that we wouldn't normally have it. Thus, global warming is real and the glaciers are decreasing at 0.7 inches every 6 months.
This boy's a genius.
You've been reading?
He's a what, Tommy?
I watch National Geographic all the time.
Your nephew's...
I know about this stuff. And I'm not a weatherman.
Coming up next, more fun with the nephew. Run that prank back right after this.